have four or more UC space insurance programs in them. That's a pretty large set of them. And Ohio, the leader in all these, has more than 10 programs in it. So how powerful is this data? How valuable is it to the insurer for a pricing mechanism? This is based on data that we've been able to collect at Towers Watson. It creates what we call our drivability score. And you can see on the left-hand side of this a chart where you look at miles driven, and this is based on individual miles, and we've been able to show that from the safest miles, based on the operation of where, when, how the vehicle's operated, to the most risky miles, that is over a 10,000 times lift in terms of expected loss costs. That's 10,000 with a T. Now, most of that is in the far right hand. This is actually a, the chart isn't linear, so it's based on a hyperbolic curve here, so it actually goes up a lot at the end. But there is a great deal of separation. Now, this is on individual miles. No consumer drives all the safe miles on the left. No consumer drives all the risky miles on the right. If you combine consumers' behaviors together and look at all their miles averaged together, you get a chart more like on the right-hand side. And that chart we show from the lowest decile to the highest decile a lift of 10 times. In other words, the consumers who fall into the high decile there of our score have a loss cost expectation 10 times those on the right-hand side. That's more powerful than any other rating variable that's currently approved for use in auto insurance in the United States. In fact, it's like 2 to 3 times more powerful than the most powerful segmentation tool that insurers are using today as an individual rating variable. But beyond just a segmentation tool, what I truly do believe is that although most insurers are just doing this as an insurance discount, and yes, every program filed in the U.S. today is a discount-only program. No one will be surcharged more than the standard going rate if they enter a current usage-based insurance program. There was, for a short period of time, a surcharge on the TripSense program that I helped introduce at Progressive. They got rid of that, smart people that they are. Now they don't surcharge in any of the states that they have their programs in. But beyond that, the next stage is, of course, the value-added services like you see State Farm and others offering. Beyond that is, I think, a whole panoply of things that will give you personal and family security. And the high end of this, the value, if you think about the Maslow curve of higher satisfaction, I do believe the behavioral change and making drivers safer is where UC space insurance starts to reach its full maximum potential. So what is that potential? There's a whole lot of things. There's the pricing, there's behavior modification, there's safety features that you can add on to it. Vehicle maintenance reports, as Roger mentioned, green driving and fuel management, concierge services of all kinds of things that you could do with it, and safer roads and lives saved. This, to me, is where the true value of this comes into place. I think it will be a massive change within the industry. I think it will really change the way we look about all of this. And with that said, I'm going to limit my comments here and save time for question and answer later because we have a lot of panelists.
Okay. Well done, Robin. CAUTO1. Is that Wi-Fi?
First designation. For those
of you seeking education credit, the first password is capital C, the word auto, AUTO. Number one. So write that down. You'll need that when you complete your evaluation forms if you're going to use that for continuing education or basic education credit for attending. Thanks.
Robin, thank you for an excellent introduction and following on that introduction. It would be hard to find much that you didn't touch on. You're number three.
Oh,
sit down. No, I'm zero. It's like European ground floors, right? Sorry about that. Jim is up next. I want to hear what you have to say, Alan, before Jim, but my mistake. But one of the things that Robin didn't talk about is data standards, data portability. So what about when if I want to take my profile and bring it to another insurer? But Robin did talk about telling the customer what data do you have, what data you're going to take, what you're going to do with it, and who you're going to share it with. When I signed my BMW contract a few years ago, it said that they reserved the right, if you read through the whole document, to share my information with marketing partners and law enforcement. I read that after I signed it. But it's an important issue, and that is something we will be talking about more later today. But let me introduce James Belak, Program Manager, Property and Casualty Association for Cooperative Operations Research and Development. He's a program manager at Accord, has extensive experience facilitating clients and industry leaders in developing technical strategies and building practical solutions. And in the interest of brevity, I'm just going to let him speak, because I've seen him speak before, and he has some valuable insights to share.
Thank you very much, Roger. Let me find the slide deck. All right. Well, good morning, everybody. As Roger said, I'm James Belak, and I work for Accord. Accord is hopefully a name that you are familiar with, the Association for Cooperative Organizational Research and Development. My objective today is to inform you about our new telematics data messaging standard, and to perhaps speculate on how this data standard will affect or perhaps even influence the future of automotive telematics. Accord's been involved with insurance data for a long time. It's been over 40 years since our first paper forms were introduced, and in that time we've gotten involved in data standards, messaging standards for your typical data exchanges between agencies and insurance carriers, things like quotes and policy information, as well as claims. And then more recently, we've gotten involved with things like vehicle insurance verification, that a DMV and an insurance company can have an agreement to verify or not the fact that a motorist actually has insurance with your company. So telematics is a relatively new thing. We've been working on it for about 2 years, and I am pleased to announce that we do have a draft standard that is available. Page down, come on, let's go. All right, so what's the business problem that we are trying to solve? What's the telematics working group all about? Well, first of all, this work was completed by a working group, a bunch of volunteers chaired by Mark Woods from Allstate, and we had a number of volunteers from insurers, associations, telematics service providers, and other vendors that collaborated virtually every week for a while to come up with a data standard that's meaningful. The business problem that we're trying to solve is the fact that insurers are interested in UBI, obviously. You're here. As Robin explained, it's big. It's coming. And beyond UBI, there's the whole forensic capability of telematics for claims and things like that to protect your payouts. When you are an insurer, you probably are going to control your risks by dealing with perhaps more than one vendor. And there's lots of telematics data providers that are out there today, all of whom currently have proprietary data formats because there, until now, there's not been a data messaging standard. If you are dealing with more than one vendor, you're going to have to deal with multiple data interfaces. And with that multiplicity of interfaces, you've got to deal with increasing complexity and costs. And the data providers are in the same boat, because if they're dealing with more than one insurance company, they're probably having to customize their data interfaces to deal with their customers. So this standard is focused on cracking that nut and solving it. Another aspect that has to be dealt with is the fact that folks that are contemplating initiating a new telematics program are faced with widget paralysis, the fact that there are so many vendors that sell different types of telematics devices right now. You've got devices that are built into the automobile or the vehicle. You've got entertainment centers. You have these OBD plugins, and now we're dealing with smartphones. You can have combinations with a device in your car actually transmitting via Bluetooth to your smartphone, which is actually doing the transmission up into the airwaves. So tons of different devices, lots of different types of data that are available from the performance of the vehicle itself to your location, GPS, accelerometer, what's your driving behavior. And this data is now being delivered in a wide variety of different formats. You've got spreadsheets and comma-separated value, keyword value pairs. So it comes in a whole wide variety of different formats. This is a cartoon of the telematics, the insurance telematics data ecosystem. If you look at the bottom with the vehicle, you can have, as I said, your installed devices and your OBDs, your smartphones. These devices will collect data from the vehicle. That data then is transmitted over the telecommunications infrastructure via cell towers, satellites, what have you, ultimately to some data provider. We'll call that a telematics service provider right now. It could be an aggregator, but basically they are the people that receive the data off of the device in whatever protocol it has been communicated. Then they send this data to the insurer. Since Accord is an insurance-based organization, we're focused on this last hop, the data from the TSP to the insurer. Accord is not involved with automotive standards. We're not involved with telecommunication standards. We're mainly focused on making life easier and better for insurance carriers. If you are a carrier and you're dealing with more than one TSP, of course, you have to realize that if everybody's got their own proprietary data format, you've got multiple different interfaces that you have to maintain. And as I show on the bottom, it grows almost exponentially as you add more business partners to your network. So with two partners, you've got two interfaces to maintain for the inbound and the outbound. When you've got five partners, there could be up to 20 different interfaces to maintain. Again, additional costs, additional complexity. This is where Accord has gone in providing a single method for TSPs to deliver their data to an insurer. This will reduce those costs, reduce the complexity. It will improve the data quality, and essentially, it makes life better for the insurer. So our first version, as I said, has been released. It came out. We have a candidate draft that has been published on December 6th. And the final release of our first telematics data message standard is going to be in its final form on January 3rd. So if you are interested in learning more about it and how it can help your business or your telematics program, please feel free to get in touch with me, and I'll be happy to share my contact information. Thank you very much.
Okay, James, thank you very much. All right, Alan, now we're ready for that feel-good story from the DOT about how usage-based insurance is going to save lives, save money, reduce emissions. Are we going to get a budget passed as a result of this? Middle East crisis resolved? Well, anyway, Alan is a senior policy analyst for the U.S. DOT, has over 20 years of experience in analyzing and advocating for a sustainable U.S. transportation policy at the national and regional levels from both inside and outside of government. And I'm going to spare you from the rest of the voluminous introduction, except for the fact to note that I believe Alan's been the driving force behind the DOT funding some explorations of usage-based insurance and the kinds of impacts it has on people's driving behavior and indeed saving lives and improving driving safety and reducing congestion, too. So here's Alan.